Well, you know what I think. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to deny that.
I do want everyone to feel comfortable. That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Please do not go religious.
Somebody's going to hell over there.
He better not.
Even the devil will speak the truth for his own purposes.
This is war.
Accept it.
Back to Jerusalem podcast.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm armed with righteousness.
With your host, Eugene Bach.
He just seems like he's got it all figured out.
He's a righteous dude.
Yep.
Hello and welcome to another Back to Jerusalem podcast. I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, and I'm coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of Dubai. But it's not Dubai that I'm talking to right now. I'm actually calling a friend that is helping us in Afghanistan. She is in Iran. She was able to help us arrange everything that we're doing for Afghanistan. This is a very special interview, and I'm going to try to just go along with what works for her. So we'll see where this goes. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, great. Hey, it's so nice to hear your voice. Thank you for taking my phone call. I know that you're busy right now and traveling, right?
Thank you too. Yes, I'm traveling, yeah.
Yeah, so you're not at home. I just wanted to ask you, how are things going with the project in Afghanistan with the food that is being distributed?
This month, people are fasting, as you know, because they're
fasting. That's right. It's Ramadan.
And they need, yes, it's Ramadan. And I sent to you the pictures of the Afghan people here in Iran that are gathering in opening the fast, iftar, as you know.
Yes.
And the culture. So this month, they need more help. To buy food. As I understood, in Afghanistan, the price of the foods are very high, and people don't have enough money to buy, and they are very engaged with this problem. And so they asked me to send their messages to you for getting help to them for producing their needs. In this month, of course, especially in this month. And so the previous time we gave them the best help. And so I know that they need more help for continuously. And the food project is very important for them.
It's amazing. You know, I've been so blessed by all of the pictures that you've sent. Thank you. I've been blessed by the videos. They are just so precious to me, to see the faces of the families that were able to help. It's been very, very special. So thank you. One of the things
they were very happy. The people were very happy to see this help. And yeah,
good.
We cried also because we were very happy too for giving help to them.
I can't
say anything about these sounds.
Yeah. So when there was videos, sometimes the videos I didn't always understand some of the videos, but did they talk about how long that they've gone without food? Did they have to go without food for long periods of time? Have they always had food? Is it just so little? Do you know anything about that you could share with us?
With the previous time we sent the help was for a few families, because
right.
The prices of the food are very high, and this month in Ramadan they would be very higher than before.
Right.
So the priorities are flour and bread and just this thing. For example, I didn't calculate it. I didn't calculate about the meat. The priorities, the first things that they need for food.
Right.
For example, beans, sugar, rice, flour. Yeah, this one. So if we try to help more people, we must just regard these things.
Yeah.
If the people would be fewer, the person, the families, if there are fewer, for example, 10 families, so we can produce more food for them completely.
Do you know how life is?
Last time.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Last time, we bought essential things for kitchen, for example. They didn't have anything for producing and cooking food, anything. They didn't have any blanket, any carpet things for covering their homes, their houses, anything they needed. So, but with this price, with this money that you sent to us, this time, if it would be higher, for example, 5,000, we calculated and we can cover more families with the essential things, just essential things. But it's not perfectly answering because the prices are very high, as I calculated in Afghanistan.
Yeah, this is something that we have been watching from around the world since the Taliban has taken over. The prices have gone up for many things because of the restrictions on banks, the restrictions on business, the restrictions on people.
Yeah.
So this has made everything more expensive. Also, fewer people are able to work because many of the women are no longer able to go to work and make money for their family, so they're forced to stay home. And
that's right.
And so
exactly.
That has, yeah. So this has been something that we have been watching, and we're so thankful that you're able to help us to provide these things for the people in Afghanistan. So
we need to continue this help because it doesn't answer one time or two times, you know, because they don't have anything to eat. They don't have any potential to work. They cannot work. Their life has been destroyed. Their life has been destroyed, and they are very miserable this time. So continuously, they ask us continuously if we continue, it's better.
Let me ask you, where is the area? Where is the area that they are helping? Is it in Kabul?
No. Let me see. I just forgot, but in a minute. Let me ask.
Yeah, Kabul. Okay, good. That is what we had thought, but I know that there has been several families that have been helped, so it's maybe not all in the same area, but that's answers one of the questions. I can tell that you sound like you have lots of children around you. Are you in celebration right now?
Sorry, I understand this, your question.
Yeah, no problem. I was asking, are you celebrating something right now?
Celebrating, you mean Ramadan?
Yeah, like I can hear maybe some children having fun in the background.
Yes. At the end of the month, yes, they celebrate. Yes, they have a fetch.
Yeah, okay, great.
Celebrate, yes.
Well, it was great talking to you.
All of the Muslims celebrate.
Yeah. I want to thank you for taking the time and answering our phone calls. Enjoy your celebration. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
It's a stormy weather here. I couldn't answer.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
this is a very special person that I can't give much details about. I can say that she was a journalist before she was stopped because she's a woman. And so she's been able to help us connect with other female journalists that are now out of work because of the Taliban. And these female journalists have a small underground kind of supply chain that Back to Jerusalem is the only one working with these journalists, these female journalists that are helping get food to where it's most needed. And I have to tell you, these are some brave women. Brave women because they're sending videos, they're sending photos, they're sending details, things that compromise their safety, things that pastors that I work with would never send because they are hyper alert of their safety. And these women know the risks. I've told them about the risks. I've asked them not to take the risks, but they feel that the risks are worth it. These are some very brave individuals that are helping Back to Jerusalem or working together with Back to Jerusalem to get aid to the people into the heart of Afghanistan. Now, we have four different ways that we are bringing aid into Afghanistan. I can't talk about all of them or any of them really in detail because it would give away the roads that we have of getting aid into Afghanistan. However, this one is directly in Kabul, meaning that the aid, and I can't give many details about why I mean what I mean, other than this, the aid that we are providing in Kabul is directly being provided in Kabul. The distribution is going throughout the main city there into the different homes of the families that we are working together with. And many of the families, some of them, I know two of them for a fact, are all female basically in hiding. And so we are working together with them to support them during this time. And our hope is to continue preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. Some of the families that we are working with are not believers, but are being helped directly by believers. And this is allowing the gospel to go forward, even during this hard time with the Taliban. Now, it's very easy to forget about what is taking place with the Taliban in Afghanistan because of the Ukraine, but it's very much alive and well for the enemy's rule there. And it is important for us as those that want to complete the Great Commission to not forget about the nation of Afghanistan. We have not had a specific fundraiser per se for Afghanistan that's only labeled for Afghanistan. We've only had it set up in a way where donors, whenever they give to natural disasters, we've taken from that funding and have given to Afghanistan because this is a disaster. A disaster, of course, that was man-made, but it was a disaster nonetheless. And so we've been there helping, aiding, and providing food for families that need it a lot. There are families that have been selling their daughters. We've talked about this on backtojerusalem.com. If you go to our archives, we've detailed it about the price that they're selling daughters for. There are entire villages that are missing, is it a kidney that they're selling? Where people are selling body parts, entire villages where they're all missing the same body part because they're selling it. They're selling their kidneys for money to survive. It's hell on earth. But you as the donor for Back to Jerusalem is making it a little bit better for them. We want to thank you for your partnership, your prayer, and your support. And thank you so much for downloading this Back to Jerusalem podcast. Again, I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of Dubai. God bless.